I was saved by the arrival of an extremely large crow. It spat out "caw" at klaxon-level volume, landing on top of our trailer. It startled us all, including Oberon, who barked at it a couple of times. The bird's eyes glowed red and he stopped, tucking his head down and retracting his tail between his legs. "Morgan?" I said. The red glow faded from the crow's eyes as she tilted her head and spoke in a throaty rasp.
"Surprise, Sheehan!"
The Celtic chooser of the slain would never call me Atticus. The head bobbed once at my apprentice.
"Cronuel?"
"What's wrong?" I asked, because the Morrigan did not make social calls. I belatedly realized that I should have offered her refreshment or adhered to some standard of hospitality, but thankfully the Morrigan was too focused on her mission to notice my awful manners. The crow rustled her wings and announced,
"We have business to attend to. You will be gone for at least a week, but perhaps two. You won't need to bring anything, not even a weapon. Shift to your bird form and let us be gone."
"Wait, wait. I'm going to need more of an explanation than that. Can't my apprentice come, or my hound?"
"No, definitely not. Our business does not concern them."
"That's fine with me. I'll happily stay behind," Oberon said.
I glanced uncertainly at Granuel, and she shrugged. "You say we'll be gone for 2 weeks?"
"At the most, but we must begin immediately. Make haste."
Arguing with the Morrigan would be unwise. Spending at least a week with her, maybe two, would not be any wiser. I'm doomed, aren't I?
"Yep, it was good to be your hound."
"You're not doomed,"
the Morrigan said, and I belatedly remembered that she could read my mind now, or at least hear thoughts that I projected.
"But you will be if you don't hurry up."
I turned to Granuel. "Take a few days off if you wish. You've earned it, but continue to practice your languages and work out every day.